Could the motion carry? Agenda item 11.9. Four-year-old kindergartens, provision 2014. Mr. Heaney, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this is a report on our status of providing four-year-old kindergarten to our children within the city. It's what's known as universal access, where a few years ago the federal government at the time put out a strategic piece of work to say that every child 1 year before school will have an opportunity of accessing 15 hours of kindergarten provision. And so this is really an update on our report. We put this forward every year to let the council know how we're going with our enrolments and our KPIs, basically, so the council is confident. The council has supported this initiative through major infrastructure development and injection of funds over the past 3 years and even prior to that, before universal access. We did present a report to the gallery some time ago in February 2012 on the status of where we were very early with universal access, and we identified at the time we were around about 84% delivery, which was very high compared to our most local governments, I must say. I'm happy to say to date that our achievement for the 2014 year is 100% for our children attending four-year-old kindergarten. Council has an enrolment system for four-year-old kindergarten as a priority, but also has provision for three-year-old kindergarten, which are some 610 three-year-old children also accessing these facilities right throughout the facility. But the pressures go on. We have 1,686 four-year-olds accessing all of our kinders, which is referred to on page 283 of the report, which I'll talk about in one moment. And the pressures continue with our growth and the increase of four-year-olds and our young citizens in the city. To date on the progress, we have around about 45 vacancies in the eastern sector of the city and around about 41 in the Melton Township. As I said, on the table on page 283, gives you an indication of all the kindergarten provision there or kindergartens that are on our central enrolment system. I'll refer to the children on waiting list because I think that's an important note that the gallery and councils need to know, that the children on the waiting list are families that choose just to access that specific children, that specific kindergarten. So we have opportunity to offer places to other kindergartens within the city, but in certain circumstances, families, mums, dads, choose just to go on a waiting list for one specific kindergarten, whether that is round the corner or etc. The investment continues with this council on delivery of infrastructure and specific early years facilities, with two new facilities just commenced construction in the Melton South area of this end of the municipality, and they'll be delivering services from first term 2015 and around about a $13 million injection. And council's also having discussions and are in the design stage of another new facility down in the eastern sector of the city, in Burnside, in that development, for an early years centre there because of the early years pressures and the growth that's upon us in delivering that. That is subject to, obviously, council receiving capital grants, and council officers have submitted a capital grant application of $1.6 million to the state government to try and get us across the line, if you like, to commence construction on that facility. But as we all know, money is tight in budgets. I don't want to just really use this opportunity to touch on the financial considerations and the investment that the council has made, and also the investment, albeit a fair bit, where officers have secured through advocacy $3.5 million towards these early year centres, but they aren't cheap. They come around about $6.5 million for each one to be constructed, and many more to be constructed in this city as we move on. So really, councillors, it's a report that goes up every year. As you can see, we've increased from a couple of years ago from 87 or whatever I quoted before to 84% to 100% in 2014, which I think is a great achievement with our kindergarten partners and our cluster managers. So I put forward to you, councillors, a recommendation on page 282 of this report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require further clarification? I have a councillor to move the motion.
I'd be honoured to move this motion. As an old kindergarten president for a number of years, I think this is fantastic news that we've got 100% of our young kids, 4-year-olds being able to access universal access to kindergartens for 15 hours a week. And it's even more heartening to note for me as a counsellor that our venues such as Rockbank and Diggers Rest, which time and time again have come before council because of low enrolments, and we've held on and supported them through, that they're almost at capacity. So well done to everybody involved.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. We have a councillor to second the motion.
I'd be happy to second that, Mr Mayor, and echo Councillor Ramsay's words, and apparently just to make a comment that the reason being that Rockbank is upping its numbers is because due to the Amesbury growth. So I commend the officers in advocating for this program. I think it's a very, very necessary program for our children.
Thank you, Councillor Midlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. 11.10. Secondary school provision. I believe it's you again, Mr. Meaney.
It is. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this came about as a correspondence received from the Honourable Natalie Hutchins MP that was forwarded a letter and a petition signed by 161 residents seeking the state government's action on secondary school provision in the Plumpton, Hillside and Taylors Hill suburbs. And if I just refer you to Appendix 1, there's a letter there and the signatories to the petition, just a note as I work through the report. It's also recommended from the good member that we obviously acknowledge her correspondence and we seek a meeting with the Minister of Education in the future to try and advocate for additional schools, as we always do. And touching on that, the most recent advocacy work, DEECD, is focused on themes identifying priority schools within the city, which, as you would be quite aware of, there are quite a number of those, and actually we're basically in arrears of school provision right across the city as we speak. But obviously advocating for the need for the strategic approach from the department and us planning together for specifically secondary and specialist school provision, which is a priority of this council. And ideally there would be a pipeline of planning funding with the State Department of Education and Early Childhood Development to allow for master planning in conjunction with the LGAs prior to land purchase. It's interesting that the letter talked about a secondary school provision specifically in the Hillside Plumpton area, if you like. There is a site identified for a future school, which is a 5-hectare site, which normally dictates a secondary school site in what's known as the Plumpton or Taylors Hill West area. But it's also noted that it is a site identified for future school provision, not a site that has been purchased from the department at the moment. So quite often we'll plan with the state for future opportunities to develop schools and get them to integrate with council's facilities or other sites, but it may be that the site is identified but not necessarily funded for purchase. So, councillors, I just put forward to you the report, and the recommendations on the report is obviously that we acknowledge a request from the Honourable Natalie Hutchins MP. We endorse the officers to seek a meeting with the Minister for Education, Martin Dixon MP, regarding secondary school provision in the Plumpton, Hillside and Taylors Hill suburbs in our eastern sector, and we also at the same time write to the signatories of the petition outlining Council's work in collaborative planning and advocating for school provision and infrastructure within the municipality. Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Mr Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Councillor Medley.
Yes, Mr Mayor, I do have a question. Considering that this is a state government responsibility, was this petition actually tabled in Parliament?
Mr Heaney?
Yeah, through you, Mr Mayor. My understanding that it wasn't, verbal discussions with the members' offices, it hadn't been to this stage.
Thank you, Mr Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification?
Yes, thank you, Mr Mayor.
Councillor Medley.
The meeting that the Honourable Natalie Hutchins has mentioned in her letter in December, the Shadow Minister for Education, James Molino, herself and Hillside residents, was either the Mayor or Ward councillors, Councillor Cugliaro, Councillor Carley, invited to this meeting? And if so, did they attend?
Not that I'm aware of, Councillor Medlick.
I'd like to answer that. Mr Mayor, I did attend.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr Mayor, my question was, were you invited and did you attend?
No, I was unaware of it. Councillor Carlo was aware.
And was Councillor Cugliari invited?
Mr Mayor, I wasn't invited aware.
And I wasn't invited as the Deputy Mayor.
It's an election year. Let's move on. Did I miss you, Andrew? Sorry, mate. I think we'll move on. I think we've made our point. Does any councillor... Oh, we've done a further clarification twice. Okay.
Sorry, Mr Mayor, may I just say something?
Of course you can.
Thank you. I know that Councillor Madelick was saying, has this petition been tabled in Parliament? But reading here, it actually says, we, the undersigned, urgently require that the Melton Council seek a meeting as a matter of priority. So I don't believe that a Member of Parliament can table a petition such as this, as it is stating here that it's Melton Council that they would like to inform.
Thank you. Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I would like to actually make a subsequent dot point, Mr Mayor, and also alter dot point 3. I would like to request that the Honourable Natalie Hutchins MP does table this petition in Parliament, considering it is a state government issue, and alter dot point 3 to the following, that Council write to the signatories of the petition highlighting that this matter is a state government matter. However, Council has and will continue to work in collaborative planning and advocating for school infrastructure provision in the municipality and outline the work done thus far in its advocacy role.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Can I have a councillor to move the amendment to the motion, please? You've moved that, Cathy, sorry. Can I have someone to second it?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Does any councillor oppose the new motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I just say a few brief words on the matter?
Brief, yeah.
The reason why I'm saying, why I'm requesting this is that I think the State Parliament needs to know that this petition is there as well. I commend the Honourable Natalie Hutchins and her meeting that she has had with the residents. However, I think if funding is to be required for a state government, I think the actual Parliament needs to know that as well. So that's the reason why I'm adding that extra dot point.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Thank you. Agenda item 11.11, recommendation from Rating Strategy Reference Group. Mr. Bean?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That has been a topic of discussion this evening through public question time, so I will be as brief as I can in the presentation of this report, as a lot of the items have been covered during the question time. If residents aren't aware of the council, certainly are aware that this group was formed in April 2013, the purpose of being a rating strategy reference group. The terms of reference is developed and considered by the council's policy review panel and subsequently adopted by council. The reference group was set up to comprise of 10 members representing the various differential rating categories throughout the municipality and was chaired by an independent chairperson. The objectives of the reference group were to act as the advisory body to Council in the development of a new rating strategy and in particular address six key specific criteria which are set out on the six dot points that are on page 295 and the remaining four are carried over to page 296. The group met four times and formulated a position which is set out in the table on page 296. Which is a three-column table which breaks down the various differential rating categories, what the current differential rating strategy is, and what the proposed or recommended differential rating categories are as an outcome of that group. The table on page 297 is a flow-on of the table on 296, which merely highlights the shift in money between the different categories in generating the rates that are required in council establishing the current year's budget. The black areas representing where people would see a positive shift in funds to that category, and the red represents a negative. Just what some of the staff did to make it easier is that on the balance of page 297 and the most of page 298, is a detailed analysis and key findings of the recommendations, which aren't in any specific order, but just merely some analysis done by the rating and the finance staff as to the various effects that the proposed recommendations of the rating strategy group may have on the current rating structure that's developed. On page 298, there is also a table for Council's consideration, which largely sets out what the average effect in each of the rating categories would be on the proposed recommendations developed by the rating strategy reference group. In isolation, it potentially doesn't mean terribly much because it's an average rate that's been set out across it, but it just gives some context to the Council in understanding what is the type of shift expected on an average basis across each of those categories should the recommendations of the rating strategy group be adopted. Council established the reference group with the aim of receiving community input in developing the appropriate rating strategy for Council. As a reference group, the recommendations proposed form part of Council's consideration in establishing its rating strategy as part of its budget process. It's now proposed to allow public engagement on a broader sense to provide comments on the recommendations of the reference group. The recommendations with the feedback from the community will be considered by the Council in setting the proposed rating strategy for 2014-15. The briefing report will be made available on Council's website for download. Public notices will also be placed in major local newspapers, encouraging the community to review the recommendations and provide relevant feedback and comments. With this in mind, Mr. Mayor, I present to Council the recommendations set out on page 295 of this agenda, which is in four parts, and I will read that out to the Council. It is that Council 1, receive for information the final briefing report attached as Appendix 1 from the Rating Strategy Reference Group. 2, invite written public comment on the recommendations for a period of 14 days after the published notices. 3, consider public comments on the recommendations as part of the 2014 budget process. And 4, write to the members of the Rating Strategy Reference Group, thanking them for their involvement in the process. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any councillor require any further clarification?
Yes, Councillor Medley. I'd like to know if council officers could please explain what type of businesses will fall under the extractive heading.
Typically within this municipality, Councillor Magic, through Mr. Mayor, it is the quarry activities that within our municipality are considered the extractive industries.
And just a further clarification, Mr. Mayor, although this report says that there won't be any movement in that area, I do notice that in the winners, proposed winners and losers section, they will be better off in general of 1,069, albeit a small movement. Is that correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Magic, yes, the legislation allows that there'd be no greater than four times the spread of rate between the smallest rating category and the largest. So if you reduce a category down to a very low rate in the dollar or in comparison to the general rate, it has a flow-on effect to the maximum, in this case being the extractive industries, to apply the four times calculation to that.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Is there any other councillor require clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to move it, and I would like to make a statement if it's seconded.
Carry on. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'm happy to second that motion, Mr. Mayor, and just say a few comments after Councillor Ramsay. Thanks.
Does any councillor oppose the motion? Councillor Ramsay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Although I'm terribly thankful to the Rating Strategy Reference Group for their deliberations, I have some huge concerns about some of the recommendations contained within. I won't get into the debate. I want the community to tell us what they agree and disagree with. The only thing that disheartens me as a councillor, and me personally, I'm not speaking on behalf of council here, is the council pensioner rebate. Council not to be even given an indication of what their feelings were towards this, I find very disheartening. I've also got some concerns about why initially the municipal charge was increased and then allowed to remain at the status quo. And I'd like to get some, would have liked to have got some feedback from them. But the council pensioner rebate, I would have liked to have seen, personally, a huge increase.
but that hasn't come back through, and I was just wondering why not.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Medlick.
Mr. Mayor, although as councillors we were not privy to the minutes of the rating strategy meeting, which I absolutely respect, I too was unclear as to the reasoning behind some of the decreases in the rates, particularly under the extractive and the commercial rates. And I was also concerned and really wanted to know some feedback behind the suggestion that the retirement rates would be increased. However, I am obviously looking forward to community consultation.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. And I declare the motion carried. Item number 12, reports from delegates appointed to council, from council to other bodies. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I only attended the one committee being on holidays for 3 weeks, and that was on the 5th of March. I attended the Melton Weir, which the minutes are attached. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the community advisory group at Ravenhall Remand Centre. We discussed the progress of the prison project, and we had a presentation from the Mental Health Board in regards to their role in the prison, the new men's prison at Ravenhall.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Councillor Medlick.
Mr. Mayor, I'll be brief. I actually had no committee meetings this month. Our policy review meeting was actually rescheduled.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I attended the Suburb Naming Committee and the minutes are attached in this evening's agenda.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Councillor Borg.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, I attended 5 different committees. I'll report to only a couple and really briefly because I'll get told off otherwise. The Suburb Naming Committee was considered, and the minutes are there, but we went from 65 names down to 35 names for 11 suburbs. And there was a power of work done not only by council officers but also the committee, and I'd like to personally thank them, Mr. Tom Dixon, Mr. Alan Perry, Miss Jude Biltzer, Deb Slattery, Cal Sass, Byron Powell, but especially, and they're the community representatives, but as I'd especially like to thank Mr. Bob Baggio, Dan Hogan, our initial chair, Councillor Majlik, and our new chair, Councillor Turner, Councillor Nola Dunn, Councillor Lara Carley, myself, but most importantly, Tracy Spiteri, for the amount of work, the research that she put into the ANZAC names and everything else. So as it hits the media, folks, get in, make your selections, because there's 35 names that you're going to be presented with 11 suburbs needing to be named. So get behind us all and give us the stamp of approval for some of them, but if there's under the names that have escaped us that you can think of at the last minute, please don't hesitate to put them in. The Property Development Committee also met, and we're talking with the joint venture partners. We also got an update with the Pegasus project. The Strategic Health Forum, sorry, Broden, I apologise for being... We're really advocating for the Melton Community Health to be relocated down to the Melton Health site. We're working hard at looking at private-public partnerships, and there's a call for interest in workshops to devise broad objectives for some outcomes down at that section. I also wanted to tell you all that we're advocating for increased dental services. General dental, there used to be a waiting list of 18 months and now it's down to 7 months. For the dentures, there used to be a waiting list for 18 months and now it's only a matter of weeks. So there's been some fantastic outcomes for the community of Melton in that regard. And as a joint body between Melton, Moorabool and Jarrawarra Health, we're looking at advocacy under mental health, drugs and alcohol,
because ICE is a huge issue, health promotions and financial counselling. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. I'll just talk about a couple of things. The Strategic Health Forum, you don't leave much to be said there, Sophie. Yeah, we attended that. It was a very good meeting. You did miss one thing. 14% of eligible people in Milton are only 14% access public dental system. That's 14% of the amount that are actually eligible. I attended the suburb naming committee with yourself. The Leisure Advisory Committee was very interesting. We had a discussion regarding the new push by AFL Goldfields League into that. It appears that they're actually looking at probably eventually taking over all of our footy as far as being at that top level for the youth. We also discussed the movement into Melton of, I'll just find my notes, the Melton Broncos Rugby League Club, the first rugby league club in Melton, and they're moving into Mount Carberry, the new pitch that's been developed there. And also with the Melton Weir Advisory Committee, which is moving along nicely with its deliberations. We're at a bit of an impasse, but this should be sorted this month because we've been waiting on some reports coming back from Rural Water. Thank you. Item number 13.1, Record of Assembly of Councillors in accordance with Section 80A of the Local Government Act.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the Record of Assembly of Councillors attached to this agenda dated 11th of March, 18th of March and 25th of March 2014 be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Do you have a Councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. 13.2, address by each Councillor. Sorry, I didn't clear the motion card. Oh, any Councillor against the motion? I didn't think there would be. I declare the motion carried. My apologies. 13.2. Public address by each councillor. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended quite a few celebrations this month. The Cultural Perspectives on Disability, the forum and panel, which was absolutely sensational. The Melton Interface launch with yourself, and I'm sure I'll leave that one to you. Linking Melton South, which was looking at strategies to beautify Melton South in particular, have come up with some great ideas, and I look forward to sharing those with Council in the not-too-distant future. We did a customer service training, which was fun. Operation Safe Family event was absolutely spectacular. This is a joint effort between the Lions, the police, council, the SES, the CFA. It's all about getting families aware, making them safe, changing number plates, securely safe, stabilising safety harnesses to cars so babies can ride safely. Harmony Day was absolutely brilliant. That almost culminated from a whole week of celebrations because we had the Melton Interfaith launch, the Harmony Day, we had the Cultural Perspectives Day, and there was also the arts launch at the courthouse where 10 of our most common cultures are there under photography art. We've got, if I start naming them, I'll miss out on one, but I mean, Croatian, Macedonian, Philippine, Chinese, they were all there, and if you get a chance to go down and see them highlighted, you'll be blown away by the colour and the perspective that's there, and it's great to see that Melton is truly a multicultural community. AJ Day was fantastic. The open day for Bubbles Playgroup, I'll allow Councillor Majlik to talk about that. International Women's Day was sensational. The Melton Quilting Ladies Group, Pop Culture, Omar Dean, down in Caroline Springs, my goodness, did he bring a crowd. Absolutely
Melton has been rocking over the last couple of days, and culminated, Heathdale had their launch at the old Mowbray site. There are 27 preppies to grade four there that started last term, and they look a treat. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Dunn.
Oh, I didn't attend any, but I just want to highlight once again that Heritage Week is coming up this month now, the 24th of April to the 3rd of May, and there's a lot of fantastic things happening, so I really urge the residents to get out there and enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Curilari.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to highlight one, which was the Harmony Day. Actually saw many of our local schools and community groups celebrating Harmony Day, and many of the students wearing orange, and eating orange food, which was quite unique, to celebrate the diversity of our community.
Thank you, Councillor Curliotti. Councillor Midley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd also like to congratulate Heathdale Christian College for their grand opening at the old Mowbray site in Melton. I attended the opening with yourself, Mr. Mayor, and also Deputy Mayor Councillor Ramsey. With so many shortages of schools in the Melton municipality, it was great to see that this site remain an educational facility. I congratulate everyone, including the board and principal, Mr. Reynold Tibben, for their hard work and dedication to finally open the doors to what will be a great opportunity for the children in the Melton community. I also attended the opening of the Bubbles Playgroup in Karrinjung. This is a fantastic playgroup designed specifically for children with a special need. It was wonderful to see the children interact with each other, learning about the environment in their own special way. It's also a place where parents can find that support from each other and have time out while their children learn in a supportive environment. I commend Vicky Matthews and her department for getting this playgroup up and running, and I encourage parents to contact myself or council if you require any information around this special needs playgroup. Mr. Mayor, I'd also like to make mention of two special young members of our community who I consider as extremely brave and inspirational. I want to congratulate Madison Parker, a young resident in Melton, for her successful swimathon to raise awareness and money for her rare genetic condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, or EDS. This is a rare genetic condition that results in collagen deficiency, resulting in constant daily pain, bone fractures and dislocations. Both her and her sister suffer from this rare disease, and her undertaking the swimathon was a heroic one. I wish her all the best in her endeavours to raise awareness and funds to one day find a cure for this disease. And, Mr. Mayor, we all have heard about Tyler Fishlock, the now 11-year-old boy from Caroline Springs, who has fought cancer once more when his rare cancer returned. After 14 rounds of chemotherapy, more than 100 nights in hospital and undergoing major surgeries, he has finally got the all clear from his doctors. I want to wish Tyler and his parents, Brad and Georgette, and his extended family all the very best. It is an amazing story that gives hope to all who have been affected or who know someone who has been affected by cancer. In the words of Tyler himself, saying, "I thought, stay positive, keep your chin up and don't think about the negative." Those words were truly inspirational for an 11-year-old boy who is very courageous. I wish him all the very best for the future. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I attended the Zonta Club International Women's Day dinner with a guest speaker, Christine Nixon. That was a great evening. Harmony Day at Caroline Springs Civic Centre. The food was delicious. The dancing was spectacular. I know that yourself, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Ramsey and I, we tried some Bollywood dancing. It was very hard. Also this afternoon, I attended a children's drama class presentation at Parkwood Green. This is a program that comes from the Arts Department here at Council, and it was so great to see so many students form friendships, and they all go to different schools and they're forming all these friendships, and it has such confidence. I was
really, it was actually really great to see that they'd even put their script together, and their parents were so proud, and it was a great afternoon. I also just wanted to remind everyone that the month of April is Autism Awareness Month. We have a great organisation called Autism Angels that help residents in the Melton City. Please, if any of you who would like to contact them, they're more than happy to sell you some badges, some pens, and to promote Autism Awareness Month. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. I'd just like to say it's been a really great month. We are very fortunate as councillors that we get invited to all these great events, and there are really a lot of good stuff happening within our municipality. I'll just go through a couple. Many of us have shared the events over the last month. Just a couple I'd like to pick out specifically would be the Western Chances Award Ceremony. Council supports Western Chances every year. We put our donation in, same as many other councils, many other businesses. And many the youth from our community do receive scholarships from the Western Chances. I believe our own Councillor Boggs started with an award from and a scholarship from Western Chances. Another couple pick out would be Harmony Day was a fantastic day, but special mention has to go to the council team, and especially new person on board, Jessica Butcher, who after only 3 months in the role pulled off a great day. It was a fantastic day, music, food, dancing, everything on the day. It was a really good day, and we were looked after with the weather as well. Another one would be Ages Family Day, which was a community event, and the committee asked me to pass on their thanks to council for all the support they had. Without council helping them, they wouldn't have achieved what they did achieve. And they just asked me to pass on that they actually raised over $10,000 on the day. So a big thanks, that money going to the Royal Children's Hospital in the name of Ages Family Day. And one of the other pop culture events that was out was Friday night, was Morton Homestead, when they had the movie night. It was a good night. I'm not sure what the numbers were, but it was a really good night. There was a good turnout from the community. Thank you.
So, Mr. Mayor, can I just add that I've got photos of the mayor at a Harmony Day in a kilt?
We'll move on, Councillor Ramsey. Item number 14. Oh, sorry, Councillor Borg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I'm used to going last. I forgot it was you were going last this time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Councillors, last Wednesday I handed my resignation to Mr. Torrey, effective August 20th, 2014, shortly after I telephoned the Mayor to let him know. It is with great reluctance and a feeling of sadness that I did so, however it had to be done. I will not make any formal farewell remarks at my last meeting, which will be in July, so I would just like to say now that it has been an honour and a privilege to serve on Melton Council, and I am proud of the achievements that have happened on my time. It was a surreal feeling way back when I was 20 years old. I feel like I've grown up on this council around you all, and it will be extremely difficult to leave you. Personally, I would like to thank Mr. Torrey, Mr. Shannon, Mr. Bean and Mr. Heaney. Your advice and your support and your friendship has been invaluable, and it will certainly be a big loss to me personally not to have that around anymore. Mr. Torrey, if you could also pass on my thanks, I have sent Barbara an email to pass on to staff, but if you could personally let them know that I would like to thank them for all the work that they have done and how they have supported me over these past 6 years. And finally, I would like to thank the community for returning me to council at the last election with the highest vote. That was a very, very nice feeling, and it certainly was heartwarming. I do apologise that I will not see my term out after you put your faith in me. However, I hope that the achievements that I have had a hand in over the past 6 years have made a difference to the community. Whether you agree with my politics or not, or the way that I've done things, hopefully there have been things in the community that have made a difference. And I certainly will miss not having a say and not being able to contribute from this side of the bench, but hopefully one day I'll be over there with you contributing as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Boggs. Item number 14. Pardon? You never know, Andrew. You never know, mate. Notice of motion. Item number 14. Notice of motion 373, Councillor Borg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I would like to move that Council write to the State Minister for Roads, the Honourable Terry Mulder, MP, Vic Roads Chief Executive, and the Member for Melton, Mr. Don Nardella, MP, seeking an increase in the level of funding per school crossing supervisor to better reflect the actual costs borne by local government in providing this much-needed service to ensure the safety of our school children at critical times in the day.
Thank you, Mr. Borg. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second that motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number 14.2, notice of motion 374, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the motion that Council write to the Minister for Public Transport, the Honourable Terry Mulder MP, asking him to review the current bus services to all the housing estates north of Melton Highway, that is Regency Rise, The Parks, Bellevue Hill and Bantry Grove, so that students in these estates are able to have greater opportunities to access public transport to their schools in the Caroline Springs area.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number 14.3, notes of motion 375, Councillor Medlick.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a motion that Council write to all state parliamentarians representing the Ainsbury Township, the Premier, Minister for Public Transport and the Minister for Education, requesting that a school bus be provided in the interim of a government school being built on the already designated Ainsbury site to alleviate the issues currently experienced by children and parents living with Ainsbury due to no public transport being available or no nearby schools within the vicinity. And Mr. Mayor, if I get a seconder, can I speak on the motion too, please?
Certainly can. Thank you, Councillor Midlick. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carey. I declare the motion carried. Councillor Medlick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to read parts of an email from a concerned parent who had contacted me, amongst many other concerned parents, of the dilemma and disconnect that their children in Ainsbury are currently experiencing due to the lack of public transport and no educational facilities within the Ainsbury area. And parts of the email, Mr. Mayor, read, at present, Exford Primary School has 345 students enrolled and anticipates reaching full capacity of 390 students by the end of this year. The growing Ainsbury community, along with the Waterford estate, continue to put pressure on the school and road traffic. At present, in Ainsbury alone, we have 100 children registered to use the community bus with only 57 seats available per day. Applications for funding to the PTV have been submitted previously and it has been acknowledged that we meet all criteria for funding. Since this assessment, though, the conveyancing allowance is no longer available to families in the area. 57% of families who require the service, the current structure only supports 57% of families who require the service, a number that is absolutely unacceptable. And I agree, Mr. Mayor, this is an important issue and needs urgent attention. The Ainsbury residents understand that this is a state government funding responsibility, but they have asked that we as council support them on this matter. There have been several motions tonight highlighting the absolute disgraceful lack of funding and shortfalls within the educational sector within this municipality. I know that this council does and will support the continual efforts to advocate to the state government on our residents' behalf to increase the amount of funding within our municipality to keep up with our growth.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Item number 15. Councillor's question without notice. I'd like to ask a question. It's regarding the crossing at Barry's Road and Coburn's Road. I know we've had answers on this before, but it seems to be going on and on and on. And a lot of residents have been contacting me with the same concerns at the junction there. It doesn't matter which way you're coming. If you're going along Barry's Road, it's been reported you can sit 5-6 minutes in the mornings waiting for the lights to change. On Barry's Road itself, there's the not only the problem with the road, but also with the sequence of the traffic lights. If you come over the freeway, you get stopped. You move to the next lights, you get stopped. It just adds to the traffic congestion around that area. And we get a lot of complaints from residents with that area is becoming unmanageable. Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll endeavour to answer that question. You might recall from the last council meeting, the one prior, I indicated that the works being undertaken at that location were as part of the Woodgrove expansion, which opened late last year. The works are actually occurring on a Vic Roads road and are being undertaken by the Queensland Investment Corporation, who own Woodgrove, so they actually don't directly relate to council. However, clearly the works are having an impact on the community, as you pointed out, Mr. Mayor. Unfortunately, the developer has struck some issues in terms of finishing the intersection works, and that relates particularly to water and a gas main, which need to be relocated, which is proving very time-consuming. And unfortunately, I can't at this stage give you an indication as to exactly when those works will be completed. We are aware that the works have had an impact on the sequencing of the traffic lights, which is having a significant impact on traffic flows in that area. We met last week with Vic Roads on that issue, and they've agreed to review the signals in the meantime. However, it won't be until those works are completed that the signalisation can be properly reconfigured to enable the traffic to flow. So, Mr. Mayor, in summary, we are acutely aware that the works need to be finished, and we're working very hard with the developer to enable them to do that. But until they are completed, the traffic flow won't fully be restored at that location. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I ask one
question?
Ramsey. I apologise, I forgot. We get a lot of questions in regards to the interchange on Bormans Road, but can I ask Harkness Road for a full interchange? How far down the track is that being scheduled?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I can't definitively answer that. The road reservation is set aside for what's known as a full diamond interchange at Harkness Road, and it is a logical location for a major intersection, given that the township will actually grow eventually to Harkness Road. That's where the urban growth boundary is set. However, until such time as Vic Roads, with the support of the federal government, fund an interchange, which is likely to cost $50 million or thereabouts, it's hard to know exactly, but again, that is a high priority on council's advocacy list in terms of providing a more comprehensive approach to how vehicles and residents can access and egress the township. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Item number 16, motions without notice.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a motion without notice. That at the next council meeting, council write to the new Minister for Local Government, the Honourable Tim Bull, MP, welcoming him into his new role, and present a case to reconsider the legislation around councillors abstaining from voting in chambers and to disallow councillors from practising abstaining in chambers through a change of legislation. Dot point number two, that officers prepare a report to council of the councillors who have abstained from voting in the past and the agenda item to which they have abstained voting from. Item dot point number three, that this report be presented at the next council meeting to both council, and also that the report be forwarded to the Minister of Local Government to support that this council is in favour of abolishing the practice of abstaining from voting within local government legislation.
Thank you, Councillor Medlock. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mine's a very simple one, and I will write it out for you. That we write to Vic Roads to ask them to request that they, or we appeal their decision to reconsider putting the community sign service, no, I'll start again, community service club signage, what do you want to call that thing? The entrance into Melton, where we had that half moon board with all the service clubs on there, there is a city sign saying it is the city of Melton, and then all the service clubs contained within. Civic sign.
Yeah, Councillor Ramsey, civic.
Civic. Thank you, and thank you, Mr. O'Connor. It was showing wear and tear, so we went to get it replaced, and then Vic Roads denied us access to put it back there. So could we ask them to appeal their decision, or then if that fails, could we look for suitable alternative sites?
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Item number 17, urgent business. Urgent business? Okay. Item number 18.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated. They are 18.1, 18.2 and 18.3 inclusive.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please avail yourself to some refreshments outside if you wish to hang around for a little while.